محمد صلی علی رسول الکریم اما بعد قال اللہ تعالی فی قرآن المجید فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلم تسلیما اللہم صلی علی محمد وعلی آل محمد وسلم. درود شریف پڑھنے سارے حضرات
Tonight, this night, this is the night of Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to us not one, various nights Allah ta'ala has granted to us through the sadaqah association with His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every odd night during this last 10 days, during this ashra, it is Laylatul Qadr. The 21st was, it went. Today is the 23rd. This night is in front of us, is present in front of us. This night, its definition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised it in the Qur'an. First point about this night is that Allah ta'ala has stated that is the greatest point about this night is that Allah has selected this night. And in this night, the kalam, which is the head of all the kalam, all of the literature, you could say, Allah Ta'ala revealed that. Then Allah Ta'ala praised this night, that this is greater than 1,000 months. It's greater than 1,000 months, this one night. So this night is a very specific, special night, and with full intention, full attention as well, consider that this night, tonight, is Laylatul Qadr. Consider that. And Laylatul Qadr, look at it in that way. It is very short. Very quickly it will pass, but we do not need a long night. We don't need a long night. If we understand the importance of this night and the meaning of this night, that Allah Ta'ala has, why has He given us this night? Then just it's a few seconds for us to implement a specific deed and you will attain Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, when He wants to grant something, gift something, then it's for His servant, He wants to give it. And not just for telling us, but for giving to us. So alhamdulillah, all of us are faqir, we are beggars, we are present here, we're physically present here. So consider that tonight we need to bring Allah Ta'ala onto our side. And if this is your intention, then this night you will attain it. Alhamdulillah. And if you don't have this intention, then you will not gain or attain Laylatul Qadr. Allah's rahmah and mercy right now, it is alert, it is there, it is present, fully present. And alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, from Allah, Allah Ta'ala is allowing His mercy to descend onto His servants. And Allah has hidden nothing. Allah has explained to us as well. He's told to us as well. So what do we need to get from this night? What does Allah want to give to us in this night, in this great night? As Aisha radiyallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her, she stated that Imam al-Anbiya, the Imam of the Prophets, Sayyid al-Mursaleen, Shafi al-Muslimin, Imam of the Prophets, she requested that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this night is very great as you have explained, so what shall we do? That's it. Story, solution attained. Solution attained. Problem solved. Yes? For which Allah Ta'ala has given this night, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has unraveled that secret. He has told us that secret, and the beloved of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, and he told the whole Ummah with his response. So the problem is solved. And if we put a veil on that, then that's our, you could say, we are unfortunate. Who is asking the question? Our mother, Sadiqa, as Aisha radiyallahu anha. And who is the one who gave the answer? Imam al-Anbiya, head of the Prophets. And it's that night Laylatul Qadr that is being spoken about. So that thing for which purpose Allah Ta'ala gives it, then you will attain through that what Allah Ta'ala wants to give or not. For example, if you go to the butchers, then you will ask for meat from the butchers or will you ask for apples? You'll say, have you got any apples? You'll say, are you stupid? That's the other shop nearby, greengrocers. No, but I want them from you, the apples. He'll say, looks like you're mad. Yes, so from the butcher shop you will get what? You will get the meat. And you should go for the meat. From the greengrocers, what will you get? You will get vegetables. So you should go for vegetables from the greengrocers. The same way, Laylatul Qadr, what will we get from Laylatul Qadr? We will get that Allah Ta'ala has put into Laylatul Qadr that He wants to give to us. Yeah? Very logically, isn't it? It's been explained, isn't it? Straightforward, what I've just told you. Yes, it's not confusing. Yes, no need to put up flags or decorations or lengthy efforts. This is between Allah and His servant. Between Allah and His servant, this matter. Allah says, I'm unhappy with you. Allah Ta'ala says, just make me happy. That's it. And today if you make me happy, then I'll accept, Allah says. It's very easy, straightforward. And that person who is not unhappy with him, then just wait then. Wait and you'll find out when the angels come of death. Then why? Because Allah is unhappy. He is displeased because our deeds tell us Allah is unhappy. Our attitude tells us Allah is unhappy. Yes, our own life tells us that Allah is unhappy. What direction am I going in? What's my lifestyle? What do I do? How much do I obey Allah, Allah's instructions? How much importance do I place on them? So his own life is testifying to the fact. Those people who Allah is happy with, their actions tell us that Allah is happy with them. Their amal, their deeds, they prove. Their face tells us that Allah is happy with them. As Aisha Sadiqa asked, that how should we know that this is a pious people, they're friends of Allah, they are wali of Allah, they're friends of Allah? Very easy. Very easy. What's the answer? That their face, their appearance will tell you. Ya Rasulullah, somehow, because when you see their face and if you remember Allah, then he's a friend of Allah. That's it. Straightforward, isn't it? Straightforward equation. And if you remember somebody else, ta'weez or worldly gains, then Allah knows about that person. So whatever you attain from that company, then you will know if that person is close to Allah. Do you understand the point here? So now we come back to Laylatul Qadr. What has Allah instilled in Laylatul Qadr? Allah says, I'm unhappy. I'm not happy with you, but I give you a chance. You are very close to Jahannam. And you have Iman. You have faith. In your heart is faith, Iman. And you are the Ummati of Habib. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So I want, Allah says, that I want to forgive you. I want to forgive you, Allah says. So what we need to do? What do we need to do? That action that Hazrat Aisha Sadiq asked, that Ya Rasulullah says, what should we do during this night? Should we prostrate, read Quran, recitation, dhikr? What should we do? Worship, prayer? Nothing. Nothing. No need for any of these. Do that if you want. You'll get thawab. In this night, just like other nights, you'll get. Totally, you'll get. But ask for that, because what is specifically needed from this night, otherwise if it goes, you won't get it again. It will not come back. For this reason, Allah Ta'ala has given us 5 chances. 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, and 29th. There are 5 chances, Allah says. And we are such human beings that we have finished all the 5 and we have just placed emphasis on one. We say it's just the 27th, it's just the 27th. Because we want a shortcut to the solution, always. We don't want to ask Allah Ta'ala every night. So my brothers, 5 nights if you ask, then in your book of deeds, 5 completed, confirmed Laylatul Qadr will be recorded. 5 Laylatul Qadr will be recorded. And if you ask for just one on the 27th and you just work hard on that, that's his choice. Understand what I'm saying? So today, then let's remember Laylatul Qadr. Whoever wants to get Laylatul Qadr, attain it, put your hands up. If he considers tonight is Laylatul Qadr, put your hands up. MashaAllah, SubhanAllah. So do you understand now? Okay, so what do we do now? What should we do during Laylatul Qadr? What did I say to you? We need to make Allah happy, pleased with us. We need to make our Rabb, Lord, happy with us. How long will He be happy with us? Yes, this is not about dunya. This is not your dad you're trying to make up with. Even to get your dad on your side, you have to go through references. If your mother you want to make happy, you have to go through others. They are close relatives. If it's a stranger you want to get on your side, don't ask. conditions, do this first, do this for me, do that for them, they're not being your side. Isn't this the case? And what does Allah Rabb say, the Creator? Subhanallah. Allah says, no worries, no references, no need to go through any intermediary, no need to go through a third party, just look towards me. Allah says, Allah, please don't be unhappy with me, Allah, please be happy with me. That's it. That's it. Allah Ta'ala says, that night, there's such rejoicing celebration in the heavens. Allah announces that today, the Creator and His servant have made up. They've made up. Allah is happy. Imagine, this world is something else, and Allah Ta'ala's reality is something else. The information we're getting from Allah is different. And here what we're doing is different. There's a stark contrast. Mubashiran wa nadhira. Allah's given the title, Sirajan Munira. Look how Allah Ta'ala is addressing, given the titles. The great things He's about to tell you, your Prophet, and we're so stupid, apart from dunya and assets and material things, we don't understand any of the formulas. Yes, this is the shahwat, the lust, desires of other nations. 2 plus 2 is what? 4. 4 pounds, they'll tell us. 4 pounds. Yes, they'll just ask you, 2 plus 2 equals what? You'll say 4. You'll say, no, 4 pounds. Yeah? Because until there's no worldly sort of value, then we don't quench our thirst. So, for us as servants in this night, if we don't mix the dunya, then we don't get enjoyment, do we? We've mixed and contaminated the dunya into this great night. But there's no reason to do that. Do you understand what I'm saying? So now look, what is the method Allah Ta'ala has given to us to make Him happy? Yeah? Allah Ta'ala has Aisha, our mother, she's asking the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that we ask now, Ammaji, what did the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say to you in response, how to make Allah Ta'ala happy? And she says that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said just 3 or 4 things. He said that dua, the famous dua that is recited in Laylatul Qadr. That Laylatul Qadr, this is Laylatul Qadr, just a short statement. Sit down, and after you sit down, you say, إِنَّكَ أَفُوٌ تُحِبُّ. Allah, I have come, I am a criminal, I am a sinner, I'm a sinful person, I accept that, Allah, that my wife, my children, my sheikh, nobody's here, it's just me and you. Allah, I'm speaking directly to you, Allah. Nobody's listening. Allah Ta'ala, we say, put the veil, curtain, I don't want to have anyone to hear, just me and Allah. Why? Because I don't want anyone to be a witness, etc. Because He's accepting, when a person accepts his crimes, then he makes witnesses, doesn't he? Yes, I am a witness, I've done this, I've done that, but total silence, hide the sins. A person, yes, why are you telling people your sins? Yes, like animals, oh, I went there and I did this, I slapped him, then I punched him and I killed him and I destroyed his shop. Oh my goodness. Yani, you are making the breeze, the particles of the air, witnesses for your sin. How many witnesses? Eliminate the witnesses. Allah Ta'ala says, quiet, quiet, quiet. Allah says to the angels, put the veils over him, put the veils over him. Between him and all the dunya. Just me and him we want to discuss today, nobody else. No witnesses. This is today, this is the night to eliminate the witnesses. And everyone accept, if you're accepting your sins, you don't want anyone to know, put the veils, just me and Allah, between me and Allah. That's it. This is the meaning of the hadith. I'm just trying to explain. That's my habit, always to speak under the shade of the Quran and the Hadith. That's my habit. I don't speak any third knowledge source. Quran and Hadith, 3 things I have. Quran, Hadith, and the pious predecessors' practice. The friends of Allah. No other reference, no other sanad do I have, no other chain. Sahih Bukhari, this is Tirmidhi, this is Abu Dawood, this is Muwatta Malik. All of this, what I'm discussing, comes from there. Yes, and there's nothing else apart from these 3 references, sources. If you have, then you can show me or give me the answer. So then, what happened then? He said that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah Ta'ala, you are merciful. I have come, arrived. Innakum tuhibbul fa'fu anna ya kareem. What a great, great attribute, kareem. Allah is so kareem. We're asking to Allah who is generous, not raheem. We haven't used any other attribute. Kareem, Allah is saying. Such a beautiful attribute that muhabbat, love, comes into the heart. There's nothing left after that. No doubt, everything Allah has eliminated between us and Him. So this is the action we need to do, and you will attain Laylatul Qadr. You will attain the night of power. The rest say you have to prostrate, read Quran, finish the Quran, shout out, takbir, naat, nasheed, do this, do that. No, we don't need to do that here. We don't need to do that here. All of this is drama. This is shaitan who's making us do that. Allah's Rahman, He wants to do one action, tawbah, repent. That's it. Allah says, do tawbah, the doors of tawbah, repentance are open. Just ask for me, Allah says, ask directly for me, that's it. Rabb is there, the doors are open, Allah's calling out, announcing. And they must be so stupid, that person says, I'm not sinful, I'm fine. All of us are sinful, doesn't matter, big shaykh, Hazrat Sahib, Wali Sahib, Gawth, Qutb, Abdal. Apart from the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, apart from the prophets, everyone else is sinful. Everyone else. And he who was not sinful, apart from the Nabi, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he wasn't sinful. In every majlis, he, the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to teach us 70 times over, he used to recite astaghfar. How shameful it is. And Laylatul Qadr. And we don't even do tawbah once. Will we do tawbah? True tawbah? MashaAllah, well done. Then Laylatul Qadr, you've attained it, my friends. Otherwise, it's a day off. You're wasting time. Remember this. There are three conditions to tawbah, repent. Condition number one. You have to have regret. You have to have remorse. You have to have shame. You have to accept, yes, I've done it. Hands up. I've done this sin. I've done this, I've done that, I've done this, I've lied, and there's evil inside me, and I hate that person. In my heart there's malice toward this person, dislike for that person. Dislike, hatred is a big sin. Allah says, Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, all the people come to me, sinful people, to ask me, but Allah says, there are four people, the one who has malice, hatred, I will look at him, I will look towards him, he must eliminate the malice, hatred, then ask me for forgiveness. Yes, the mother and father, if you disobey them, ask them for forgiveness, then come to me and ask on Laylatul Qadr for forgiveness, Allah says. That's the condition. If a person drinks alcohol and he had, consumes intoxication, first eliminate that, then come to me. Otherwise, whoever asks from me, Allah says, I will forgive him, but these few people I will not forgive them. So malice, hatred, dislike of others is a severe sin. So we have to have this discussion with Allah. That, oh Allah, Allah, I want to get malice, hatred out of me. I'm so sat here and I'm against people for no reason. And it's only that happens what you want, Allah. From me being envious or hating others, what can I give loss to other people? So how do you eliminate malice and envy and hatred of others? Very good solution tonight is Laylatul Qadr. Do dua for that person who you oppose. That person you're jealous, his shop business is thriving. Allah, give him more from his business. From your heart, depth of your heart. Because today the dua is accepted, aren't they? Whoever you hate, you have hasad, envy, hatred, dislike against a person, you'll realize when you raise your hands for that person's favor. Start from there, that when we will do this and we will do these duas, then you will come towards yourself and ask duas from Allah. This is what you need to do. Ibadah, worship, that is not what we need to do this night. This is the biggest ibadah, what I'm explaining right now. No other ibadah, worship is there. Yes, put a tent up, taqreer, conference, lectures, speeches, big gatherings. Nothing to do with Laylatul Qadr. You can ask that, why are you doing dhikr then? Totally good question you're asking. Yes, what are we doing? Because we're grateful to Allah for this night. Yes, and Allah said, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. That when you get a ni'mah, favor from me, then be grateful for that, Allah says. Yes, it's a great favor, bounty Allah has given to us. So how do I do shukr of Allah? Through dhikrullah, I'm grateful to Allah. Yes, I don't know, but I'm come here to ask for forgiveness, and I've got a chance for forgiveness, so that's why I'm so happy. Allah, my Rabb, has given me a chance today to ask Him for forgiveness, so this night of power, I want to be grateful in the beautiful, best way that Allah, you like, the great habit that you like for a person when he's grateful is what? Allah says, dhikrullah, remember me. That's the best way to be grateful to Allah. Ask, look at the hadith. Allah Ta'ala says, most of all, my servant, he's the most grateful servant to me who does my dhikr. That's why we do dhikr tonight. That's why we're doing it. So today, whoever does tawbah, his dhikr will be accepted. Whoever repents today. Kina, malice. Disobeying the parents, if they've passed away, do dua for them. And if you oppress them, injustice, also you don't even say oof in front of them. Don't even kiss your teeth in front of them. This is the instruction of the Quran. Don't even say oof in front of the parents. In their old age, give them assistance. Serve them. And this is not the game that, oh, he oppressed me, he gave me less, he did more that. That this is between the father and you. That's his choice. He can do what he wants to you, but you have to do what I'm saying, Allah says. You have to treat your father well. Kama rabbayani saghira. The Rabb Allah has used for himself and for the mother and father. Allah has used the word Rabb. This is how great is the status of mother and father. And especially in the old age, and especially when we leave them in the old age and we leave with them. We put visas from America, Canada, this country. When they're old, and frail. Oh my son, please don't go, please don't go. Mother says, please sit next to me so I can see you with my... No, mom, I'm going. My visa's been applied. Oh, it's so hard for me. I need to go. And that's when we put the visas on, when they're old. You understand what I'm saying? And what's the excuse you make? No, no, I'll send you money from there, mom. Dad, oh, the happiness will come, prosperity will come, and you send money, huh? Yeah, and then other actions you get immersed in and busy. And so when the Quran says that when they're old, your parents, daif and weak, special, Allah Ta'ala is mentioning, as Bayezid Bastami said, all my maqam, rank, status I attained due to serving my mother. As Bayezid, he said, I would not become Bayezid if I didn't serve my mother. I would not have become Bayezid if I did not serve my mother. All night I stood in the cold next to the side of my bed so that she can open her eyes and I give her water. Allah liked the action so much that he made him Bayezid. And we keep on doing things, but we don't even go towards the method that Allah Ta'ala has prescribed to us to do ibadah. So easy is the deen. So easy is the deen that Jannah is so easy. We cannot imagine how Jannah is easy to attain. You sat at home. You were sat in home. The father sat in your home. Your mother sat in the home. And we don't need to go anywhere for Jannah. Just there, home. Hajj Umrah, you don't need to travel. Your mother, your father, if you see your father's face with love, you get the reward of Umrah and Hajj by looking at your father with affection. Just one thing is Allah Ta'ala has given ilm with the parents, is that don't you obey them always, but where deen comes, if they ask you not to do the practice deen, then you don't obey them, but still you maintain the love. You don't obey the order if they're telling you to break the deen principles. Just bypass it. Oh, I didn't understand what you're saying, dad, mom. Oh, no, my son, don't go to salah. Oh, okay, mom, I'm just coming. Oh, don't go to dhikr. So no worries, mom, that's okay. Just bypass that out of love. Don't keep the beard, you won't get married, you won't get a partner, nobody wants to marry you. They say that, and mothers, poor souls, they're so distressed because they think that, oh, out of shame, they think with a clean shave that you'll get the woman, or with akal, wisdom, brains, or some education. You understand what I'm saying? So what we were discussing? Laylatul Qadr, night of power. What do we need to do? Ibadah, worship, pray, sujood, prostration. I'll give you the shortcut. Shortcut solution. Just listen carefully. You can sleep with ease. Don't worry if you don't pray nafil, etc. on that night. Just sit down on Laylatul Qadr and don't do fraud with Allah. Don't do fraud with your intention. Yeah? On this night. And then one other good point I'll give you. Solid tawbah. Allah likes this point. I'll share it with you. That maybe, that for example, I might lose out the opportunity. So let me make a witness for my tawbah. Allah has given this tariqah as well in the Quran, this method. Yeah, Allah said in Surah Mumtana to the Prophet ﷺ, when the believing women come to you, oh my Nabi, the mu'min, the believers, and the Nabi, he's gone now. So who is Allah Ta'ala addressing? Oh, Shaykh. Allah is addressing the Shaykh now. He is doing the work of the Prophet now, isn't it? The Shaykh. Yeah, Allah is saying, oh Shaykh, oh leader, in Burnley, all these people I've sent to you. Subhanallah. Yeah, me, what shall I do, Allah? Yeah, they've come, Allah, give them bayah. Give them bayah and enable them to do tawbah. And Allah is confirming that, guaranteeing that. So is it proof from the Quran now? Who sent you here? Who sent me? I didn't call anyone here. I had my own program. Okay, let's go meet some friends, Burnley. And I the intention when I came, I'll just tell you, then in between, the people of Bolton, mashallah, the beloved, they always stick to me. They always stick to me, the people of Bolton. They said, where's Asab gone? We're looking for him. Yeah, they're very brave, the people of Bolton, mashallah. I like them. They, because regards hijrah, when you meet people after hijrah, they're very nice people after migration. These are my colleagues after hijrah, my friends after hijrah. I migrated from Manchester to Bolton. So these are my colleagues and friends of after migration. So, what was I saying? Yes. True tawbah. Confirmed. Allah says, make a witness to your tawbah. Just like, you know, when you have sins and you tell people, show off, oh, I'm fagging here, cigarette here, committing a sin. I don't want to sin on my own. I can't join me. Come on, let's go and pester though. Let's run after that girl. That one, definitely you'll get a colleague, a friend with you. When you sin, foolish person, why are you getting other people? Do it on your own. Why are you getting your friends to tag along with you when you're sinning? When Allah Ta'ala is saying that make a witness to your tawbah and make a witness that person who's confirmed a sheikh, make him the witness. And his witness statement will be so solid and confirmed and weighty on the Day of Judgment. So Allah says, oh Shaykh, just like he said to, oh Prophet, that when the believing people come to you, so, oh Shaykh, these are mu'mins, they're believers, good people. that just purify them a little bit, clean them. This is Quran or not, tell me. So this is the tariqah as well, it's your choice. I'm present here at your service. If you want to do true, solid tawbah, mashallah. Yeah? This is the case, isn't it? Okay, so do this action tonight. Do repentance, repent, and then you can snore and sleep. And if you've got some energy, you can do ibadah. That's the sugar and the icing on the cake. The more icing you put, the more sweet it will be. And then of course you have to be grateful that Allah is happy. Let me be grateful. I'll pray some nafil as well, so that I'm grateful. I'll do some dhikr, sit down, I'll prostrate. That don't make any difference. Such a great action. Allah is happy with me. Shaykh, I've got dhikr and Jannah, I've attained paradise. I've got the witness for my tawbah. The subhanAllah, then I don't want to sleep now. Let's do something to be grateful to Allah. Some worship. It'd be good then. It's not nice if you just jump into bed, isn't it? Because the angels, they're here as well. He's a weird guy. Yeah, that Allah Ta'ala has forgiven him. And he's not even grateful to Allah. He's not even saying, they're witness as well. They're going to get the report to Allah afterwards. Okay, understand? So that's it. This is Laylatul Qadr. Whoever has the energy, courage, determination, he has earned Laylatul Qadr. And it's stated that Allah Ta'ala has praised, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. This night, the tawbah tonight will be such that 1,000 months greater than that, the repentance. Imagine the time. Whoever does tawbah today, tawbah repent today, more than 1,000 months is Laylatul Qadr in that time frame. What a great opportunity, isn't it? And those who already did tawbah and they're still doing acts of criminality, sinful, they don't do dhikr, they don't turn to Allah, they haven't paid attention, they don't fill their sheets, they're immersed in the dunya, then do tawbah as well. And say to Allah, Allah, I want to start a new lease of life tonight. And Allah, please grant me Laylatul Qadr. No man is weak in going towards Allah. Otherwise Allah would never say, Fafirru ila Allah. Never would Allah say in the Quran, Allah says, run to me, hasten. Not walk to me, Allah says, run to me. Why? Because death is after you. Death is behind you, running after you. It's going to grab you soon. Death. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run to Allah. Come under the shade and protection of Allah. Why are you wasting your time? Why? Death is running after you, very close to you. Yeah? The changes, faces change. I've come after some years. I can't recognize everyone. Everyone's face has changed. I thought, oh, this was that person. What's happened to him? He was that person. What's happened to his face? Everyone's faces are changed. They weren't like this before when I came. Those people I saw when they were young, youthful, when I used to come here. So, somebody's got diabetes, somebody's got this illness, somebody's got that illness, somebody's got this condition. Yes, thousands of stories. Those when I used to see them, I knew them 15, 20 years ago. Healthy, vibrant. So these are the signs of death. The grave is ready, prepared. This is Laylatul Qadr we are in now. Forgiveness is being given. So do you want to do tawbah? Okay, so now, the ball is in your court now, you know. And your destiny knows. Tonight, even if you in this night stay silent and don't move and you don't make your Rabb Lord happy, Allah says, no, don't do that. This is a great opportunity. It's not difficult. Look, what does Allah Ta'ala want after we do tawbah? No lengthy program. What does Allah want? Ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Faqad faza fawzan azima. That just one or two things, Allah says we have to do tawbah because we disobeyed you, Allah, and your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We disobeyed you. Allah is more actually angry. Allah says, no worries if you disobey me. Why did you disobey the Prophet, my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Why did you disobey him? He came with such glory and greatness. I sent him to you. And if what I made you get born in another nation in the qawm of Musa alaihi wasallam or Isa alaihi wasallam or Nuh alaihi wasallam, you could have been in there. Would you have got these enjoyments then? No, would you have had this great status and title? What great glory, O Ummati, that you are born in the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah said, great favor I give to you, and you disobey him, you don't follow him, you don't follow his ways, you disobey him, you go against him. What has he said to you? What's he asking from? He said, Atiur Rasul. Allah says, just follow him, imitate him. That's all I'm asking from you. What am I asking from you? What is Rasulullah asking from us? What's it? He just says that leave the ghayr people, those who oppose me, who are not on the deen. That just five, in every five salah of the day, 70 times a day, morning to evening, we just say this to Allah. Ihdina siratul mustaqim. Ihdina siratul mustaqim. What sirat? Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. That who have you favored, Nabeen Siddiqeen, Mashud wa Salihin, that path, Allah please grant that to us. Then what do we say? Ghayril maghdubi alayhim wa al-daleen. Those people, you have sent your punishments, your wrath, you made them monkeys and swine, and you grabbed them and you punished them. They were deviated. And understand yourself, you've got brains, who's Allah Ta'ala addressing here? Those people, don't follow them, don't go in their direction. What do we say? No, no, yaar, we have to take your name, and we're gonna go into Medina, and stand in front of Rawda Mubarak of the Prophet, and we're gonna make the face like the ghair, and wear the clothes like the ghair. Astaghfirullah, may Allah forgive. Tawbah, tawbah, tawbah. May Allah forgive. Imagine where we are standing. What is this qawm? Think about it. But today, Allah's rahmah, mercy, if we do tawbah, even all those sins Allah will forgive. Even those atrocities. Even that Allah will forgive. Allah says, no problem. I'll forget all the past. Rather, Allah says, all your past sins, I'll transform them into good deeds. So now promise to me at least that my Nabi, my Prophet, you will imitate him from today. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُونَ اللَّهِ. Oh, where are you looking for my love? Allah Ta'ala says, come straight. You look in prostration, reciting Quran, dhikr. You're looking for my love. Where are you seeking my love in this? قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُونَ اللَّهِ. Oh, my beloved Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell them yourself. As I said to you, I read the Quran and Hadith, I give the references. You yourself, O my Nabi, tell the people, O my, from your tongue, maybe they will understand. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. That if you want Allah's love, you're seeking Allah's love through all these worship actions you're doing. Is that why you pray salam? Is that why you keep the fast? Is that why you go on hajj? Is that why you do umrah? Is that why you do nawafil actions? No, 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 no. No, Allah says, no way you will get my love. This is not the way to attain my love. Fattabi'uni, Allah says, follow Muhammad, my Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow him in every way. Such a simple formula. Clear cut. Clear cut. Allah is not saying, Nabi is saying, that run after me. Run after me, follow me, leave everyone else. They are all opposing. They're all opposing. They've got adham. They were made monkeys. Kul siru fil ardi. Go out around the world and see the adab Allah Ta'ala sent to those who rejected. How Allah Ta'ala punished them. Allah, you are imitating them? And you are proud of doing that? And you think that you've got brain and wisdom, intellect? And you walk around big headed? And you decorate your homes like this? Your families, your societies are like this? And my Nabi says, when you follow him, you are ashamed of following my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? You are ashamed of his imamah, his beard. You are ashamed of his dress code, of his labas. And you want to walk around naked. Sisters walking around naked. Ooh, she's very modern. She's very progressive now. She's advanced. She's reached. Allahu Akbar. Imagine. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. If you want Allah's nearness, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. No other condition has Allah touched. If you want my happiness, Allah says just one condition. If you want to seek my nearness, get close to me and attain my friendship. Don't know where you need to go. Kaaba, you don't need to go Medina, no Baitul Maqdis. Don't seek my friendship anyway. If you want to find my love, Allah says, Subhanallah. Then the Prophet of Medina, stick to his feet, his way. Stick to the dust on his feet, his ways. Just turn your direction into that direction. Turn to his ways and his lifestyle. That's it. Then see what happens. Then what will happen? Allah says, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Then I will start to love you. I will run after you, then Allah says. Allah says, then I will love you, whoever Allah loves. Can you imagine Allah loves someone? Then will he not see the Prophet in his dream than that person who Allah loves? Tell me. We have sealed the door, shut ourselves and opened all other doors to try to make Allah happy all night long. We sit down, tahajjud, prayer, 15 times over we complete the Quran. But we don't want to accept this condition, or we don't want to do this, the rest we want to do what we feel like. Hajj upon hajj, umrah upon umrah. No purpose, no objective, no target, no aim. Just shortcut Allah Ta'ala has given us. We want to take our own shortcuts. Follow your Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah says, follow your Nabi. That's the shortcut. With pride Allah is saying it. And follow him with pride. To the extent the beard will come a few millimeters, a centimeters, but we don't want to lengthen it. Or people will say, I've become a mawlawi, Mawlana, oh servant of Allah. If Rasulullah has said that every beard, minimum length is one fist. One fist, we keep cutting it, trimming it, we say it's a beard. And this is another false lie. We're putting accusation on ourselves. There's no practice of deen that this is not beard. Rasulullah said this is not the beard. There's no Islamic definition of beard that length. One minimum fist length from all sides of the face. All sides. That is equals the beard. Otherwise you are joking with the beard. You are playing games with the beard. So all of these things, do tawbah, repent from all these things today. Does it take long? If I say I'm not going to do it, Allah from after today commit this sin. That's it. Tawbah done. That's it. Few seconds. Laylatul Qadr. Few seconds. Yes. Oh my Allah. Allah, I seek repentance from you. Allah, please forgive me. There's no need to say too much. Oh Allah, forgive me. Allah, put the lights off. Allah, forgive me. Half an hour. Lengthy du'as. No need. You don't need to do this. These dramas do take place, don't they? Khatm al-Quran after that, close the lights, dim the lights, Mulana Sahab's there, and 1.5 hours dua, and then in the morning they said to me, what type of dua was that? I said, it was a waste of time dua. Yes, they wasted my time, you did. You know, he asked me, he said, The Mulana asked, I said, is that a time to talk? One dua he's saying 50 times over. I said to him, Allah would have listened just on once if you said it. I said to him, he said, is it? He asked me, how was my dua? Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan. End of story. Just say it once. Why are you repeating? Dunya's come, hereafter's come, that's it? That's it? No, yaar. Just drag the knees after Taraweeh, Khatam Quran, mashallah. They close the lights and you put on until the morning, middle of the night. So long, it took 1.5 hours. And how was the dua? He asked me. I said, it was a waste of time dua. He may be happy, he's angry, but then I made up with him. I made him happy after that. I said, at least give him the right, honest answer if he's asking the question. So ask from Allah, why are you delaying and asking from Allah? Allah says, just ask from me, I'll give it to you straight away. That's it. Don't take that long. Grinding it out. Just open your hearts and say, Allah, just give to me, Allah will give to you. That's it. Go and enjoy it. And then a stamp of approval. Announcement. He's my friend. Look after him now, Allah says to the creation. Angels become your attendants. They look after you. The fish will become your attendants. The birds serve you. The fish serve you. Angels serve you. Scorpions, spiders, snakes. Everything will serve you. He's a friend of Allah. Allah has announced. He's my friend. Look after him. Be his friend. For which reason? Allah is happy with you. That's why. This is Sahih Hadith. I am explaining to you in depth the Sahih Hadith. As soon as you finish, you raise your hands, you do Tawbah. Allah, yes, I accept these conditions, I accept these sins. From tomorrow, I won't do the sins again. Stamp of approval immediately behind you. Stamp of approval. This is a waliullah. How dare anyone speak against him? The whole universe, the creatures are alert. He's a waliullah. The whole universe is alert. Except for the wife. Yeah, she doesn't hear that. MashaAllah, she elevates your status ongoing. This is also Allah's hikmah. Allah's hikmah. Don't worry about her. That it's announced. But why does she understand? She knows that, don't worry, Allah says that she hasn't heard yet. Yeah, she will take you to Jannah through the hard way. Difficult. Do you understand? Do you like what I just said? So you ready now to do Tawbah? So if you don't do Tawbah, then how will I be grateful? I'll start dhikr after Tawbah, isn't it? I'll be grateful. I can't do dhikr. Whoever wants to do dhikr, first do Tawbah, repent. That's it. Yes, if you don't want to do Tawbah, there's the door. Yes, you know, the doors of exit. Are there no exit doors for people? Yes, what are you waiting? What are we grateful for? You are spoiling our gratefulness in doing dhikr Allah if you don't do Tawbah first. You understand? So if you want to leave, or do you want to do dhikr? You want to do dhikr? Then do Tawbah first. Whoever's got short beards, keep the proper length of beard. Number one. That person who doesn't pray Salah, he must pray the complete Salah. Okay? Very easy deen. Very easy deen. Allah's sunnahs, there's one sunnah, take it. What's that? The beard. The beard of the from the Prophet's sunnah, take one sunnah, the beard. Complete beard. And from Allah's sunnahs, take one sunnah, which is salah. So one sunnah of Rasulullah, the beard. One sunnah of Allah, salah. You've done tawbah. That's it. Do you want to do tawbah this? Inshallah. Complete beard and 5 times salah. That's it. End of story. Yeah, deen has come. Oh, foolish person would be that person who keeps the beard, he doesn't pray Salah, and he lies. He'll feel ashamed. He'll feel ashamed, isn't it? So, do you want to do Tawbah, everybody? That thing I've just said to you, then we'll do dhikr after that. Do you want to do Tawbah? Inshallah. Put your hands up if you want to do Tawbah. Make a witness from the angels that he has done Tawbah today, Laylatul Qadr. Okay, put your hands down. MashaAllah. Now, we'll do dhikr of Allah. Get ready now. Dhikr, Laylatul Qadr dhikr we'll do today. Proper. Such dhikr we're going to do. The angels, you know, they've come. They should leave unconscious. Unconscious the angels should leave. These such kalamat of dhikr that you can understand. The angel, they fall unconscious. They get exhausted. Who are these human beings? They're reciting the kalamat like this. Why? Because they are watching that so weighty, so valuable, precious in weight in the hereafter. These verses in the sight of Allah, so beloved are these kalimats we can recite. When the angels see this, that how are they reciting these kalimat? The one kalimat Allah has told us to keep repeating, the one kalimat, keep reading, keep reading, keep reading. They're reading all the kalimat in one sitting. In one sitting. How servants, human beings, they fall unconscious. They can't take it. Yeah, they all descended. Jibreel Islam has come. All his army, the whole cabinet. After Maghrib, they arrived. They're all here. This hadith is stated. They've come. So they start the night of Laylatul Qadr. The angels, they come. Then they erect the flag, the standard. Then this work starts. Then every locality they look and they glance. Let's look, who are those people who do tawbah and then they do dhikr of Allah after that? Two things they're finding. Looking for, one is the person who does tawbah and those who do dhikr of Allah. Both things are present here. Both things are present here. So they will be more than you in number sat here, the angels. So entertain them. Make them happy, okay? Okay, let's start then, inshallah. Let's do dhikr Allah. Put the lights off and dhikr starts. I didn't make a program because I was feeling unwell. So I said, I'm sick, how will I go? But now, I can say most energetic and healthy, it's me. It's me. I'm amazed myself that what's happened to me, suddenly my health gone up, it's increased. Subhanallah. That's why I have determination when a person goes in the path of Allah, Allah makes everything easy for him. Yes, I wrote in the program, expected program, I can't promise. Because I don't feel good. I'm not feeling well. All of you sat here, I consider I'm the most energetic and fit right now. Yes, and we have to go to Bradford still. Bradford. After that, then Manchester, I will give you the water of Manchester. And after that, London we're going to go. Subhanallah. Inshallah. And after that, Medina we're going to go. This caravan has started, mashallah. Okay, let's recite Rushdie.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, bil-alamin, salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina al-Sarim, Shafi'il al-Amin, Taha wa-Yasin, al-Habib al-Amin. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin, نبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وحزننا وجدنا وخطأنا وعمدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأجرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استعملنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته وأشرنا في زمرته يا كريم يا كريم يا كريم يا قاضي الحاجات اقت حاجاتنا يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا مستعفي الأمراض اشفى مرادنا اللهم اغفنا في بدني اللهم اغفنا في سمي اللهم اغفنا في بدني لا اله الا انت ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم دبرهم كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم دبرهم كما ربياني صغيرا وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقي نور عرشي زينة فرشي ولي صحابي أزواجي ذرياته أهل بيتي أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.